We really shouldn't have doubted them, should we? But then once you have Michael Murphy and Neil Gallagher on the field, especially together, like, I think Neil came back last week and made a difference against Llansilly. But to have Michael Murphy back this week, obviously the knee injury wasn't as bad as first feared. He actually had a bandage on for a little while, but it was gone before the ball was thrown in. We thought maybe it was only just to rile the Bundoran ones that he was tugging out for the warm-up, but no, he was fit and played a very, very important part in what was a big, big win in the end. Like, they blew Bundoran out of the water. I know Bundoran were without Kieran McCaughey, their big midfielder, who would have been, you know, probably earmarked to go up against Neil Gallagher. But once Neil Gallagher dominated midfield, the ball into Michael Murphy, and I think they scored 2-5 in the first half, and he was involved in 2-4 of it. So, and then once Darren McGinley got a goal at the start of the second half, it was game over, and Llansilly are in the hat.
Yeah, they certainly are, and they go on to the winner's side, because on the head-to-head they did, of course, beat Dunloe. Dunloe are the other side going through from that group, and you have to give Tony Boyle's side a lot of credit today, trailing by 5 at the break against Ardra. They showed a very spirited comeback to lead, and then for Kieran Sharkey to pull off that save for Dunloe deep in injury time to send them through to the last 8, and they had to dig deep and show a lot of character today.
Yeah, it's you know, you would have felt all along, we were, I suppose, watching the game on Twitter as we do nowadays, and we felt our draw were in, and it was funny watching the Llansilly ones on the sideline, because they wanted Dunloe to win, because if our draw had to win the game, it didn't matter. Once they won in Bundoran, they were true. But once, if our draw had to win the game, then Llansilly would have gone into the B and the runners-up. They had the head-to-head against Llansilly, having beaten them in the first game. But their spirits rose as Dunloe started the comeback, and then when they heard they were ahead, you could see the smiles on the Llansilly faces. And obviously a great comeback, and then I suppose they had the chance, Gareth Conkhar had the chance to win it for our draw at the death. But as you say, Kieran Sharkey making that penalty save, and he'll be feted in Dunloe tonight.
It's amazing, it's such a fine line where that goal would have sent our draw as group winners through to the quarterfinals, but now find themselves fighting relegation.
It's one of the great things about the group stages and playing these three games. I remember the same thing happening last year, I think in Kilcar, where Termon needed to. We were actually getting the calculators out to see if they would get through, and I think they got through in the end by getting a late score or a late goal against Kilcar in the championship last year in Downey.
So Group A is done and dusted. It is Llansilly and Clonmacnoise who go through. Bundoran finished third, and Ardra go to the
Llansilly and Dunloe.
Or Dunloe, excuse me. Llansilly and Dunloe top the group. It's Bundoran who finished third, and then Ardra who are finishing in fourth, and they go to that relegation playoff. On to that B championship, or the B group, sorry, in the championship, Peter. Kilcar and St Eunan's are both through. Kilcar top in the group, and they go into the winner's side. St Eunan's are going to the runners-up side. I suppose, first of all, in Fintra, we didn't expect Killybegs to trouble the favourites Kilcar, and it never materialised, and from very early on, it was really going to be only one winner.
Yeah, I suppose with Killybegs with little to play for, it would have been very hard for them to get up for that game. And Kilcar, I suppose, wanted to make a statement, and they needed to win to make sure they topped the group. They want to avoid the big guns, and being as group winners, they get to do that, because they will not be up against St Eunan's, because they were in the same group in the quarter final, and they'll avoid Llansilly and Eve Connell and Mallon now as well. So, you know, they'll be quite happy this evening, and they'll be happy that you know that they've got another big performance out of a lot of the team, and to score 20 plus points any day is a great performance.
And the other game, St Michael's, were seen at the start of the year as one of the favourites for the championship as well, and maybe possibly that this was the year that the club from Dunfanaghy and Creasta was going to step up and lift the Dr Maguire. But for Declan Boner's side, it just really didn't materialise through the course of the championship, and they suffered a big blow when Kilcar beat them last weekend, and they really had to try and pull something out today against St Eunan's. But the Cathedral Club scoring those three first half goals, that really was the difference in the end.
Yeah, like just like Glen Swilly, I suppose you would rule out St Union's at your peril. Once they get all their players back, they're going to be one of the big players, and you know none of the other teams in the group winners will want to meet them in the quarter final. That'll be the one that they'll want to avoid. Kilcare probably very glad tonight that they're in the same group and they can't meet them until the semi final stage at the earliest. So St Michael's, it was a difficult group. It probably was going to be a toss of a coin between, you had Kilcare, St Michael's and St Union's, and one big gun was going to fall. But you would have felt that with a home game for their last game against St Union's, St Michael's really had to make a statement and win that game if they were going to, you know, put their mark on the championship. But it's the Letterkenny club that are true once more.
Yeah, so Kilcare topping the group. St Union's are finishing second. St Michael's are third. Killybegs go to the relegation playoff. On to Group C, and a very interesting finish to this group today as well, Peter. We'll go to Inishowen first of all. They had to dig late against Glenfinn to run out 220 to 113 winners. They go through to the quarterfinals on the winners' side as well. And a big performance by Mallon, and they'll be looking to improve on how they played in the quarterfinals last year against St Michael's.
Yeah, but if you look back a couple of years, they put it up to other teams. I think St Union's been one of them in recent years, and they'll be tricky enough opponents. And now they'll be happy that they're actually in the first pot, the winners' pot. So you know, I suppose St Union's would be the one that they would fear. They wouldn't fear Termon or Dunloe if they get them in the quarterfinals. So you know, they'll be thinking that they can go at least one step further.
Yeah, and joining them in the quarterfinals on the other side is McCool's. The O'Reilly's got a couple of goals today. Darren O'Leary also got a score as well. But for McCool's to progress, they needed those crucial goals as they beat Niwara 4-10 to 17.
Yeah, a feisty affair by all accounts in McCool Park. I'm hearing that there was that six players sent off in all, in total, is that correct?
Yeah, there was a lot of players sent off, yeah.
So that means it was fairly well contested. Obviously, with both sides level, the winners were actually going to go through to the quarterfinals, so it was very much all at stake. So McCool's got the goals, and the goals that won matches in the end.
Yeah, Mallon topped the group on 5. McCool's finished up runners-up with 4. Niwara on 3. And Glenfinn are the side who go to the relegation playoffs, obviously without a win in that group. We'll just go back to last night, Peter. Niamh Connell and Termon into the last 8. Niamh Connell beating Gweedore 218 to 12 points. Niamh Connell, the only side to progress with 3 wins from 3 in the championship. And really, I suppose, when you look at it, the defending champions breezed through the group stages under the last 8.
Yeah, they did, and they looked highly impressive last night, able to empty the bench in the last 20 minutes against what you would regard as a very disappointing performance from Gweedore. They have promised quite an amount in the last few years, just like St Michael's. But, you know, I was just looking, they had a spine last night against Niamh Connell of Neil McGee, Kieran Gillespie, Eamon McGee, Kevin Cassidy and Oran McNeillis, right up the middle, 5 county players. But, you know, they never raised a gallop at all. It was probably one of the tamest championship matches I've ever seen that Gweedore were involved in. There wasn't even a rash tackle. There wasn't, I don't think, Jimmy White, he may have issued one yellow card, but it didn't have a championship feel to it at all. But, you know, we can't take away from Niamh Connell. They did what they had to do, and they were able to rest their players towards the end. And, you know, they are one of the favourites to retain the Dr. Maguire, and they haven't done anything wrong so far.
Just a note on Gweedore. Kevin Cassidy last night played his last game for Gweedore. He's going to hang up the boots at club level, and Kevin's been around, of course, a long time, both at intercounty and at club level, and he's been a huge player for Gweedore down through the years, and he's of course been one of those players, one of the standout players for Gweedore through championship and various campaigns.
Yeah, I was actually rather surprised to hear that, you know, because, like, he's still only mid-30s at most, I would have felt that he had quite an amount to play yet. But, you know, decisions can be made after championship defeats like that. And, you know, come next spring or come next summer, he may get the urge to come back again. He's certainly young for retirement. And I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Kevin Cassidy back.
And the other game last night at the Burn Road, Termon beating Four Masters. They made hard work of it, the Termon boys. Four or five points down at half-time, and they needed the goals from the McDades of Keelan and Dara to progress. But I suppose their big one in the group came the previous day out against Gidor, and all of a sudden they're fighting at the bottom of the league, and now they find themselves in the last eight of the championship.
Yeah, it's very similar to Glenswilly, and, you know, it's funny, last night we were, I suppose, watching that game on Twitter as well in Glenties, and it looked at one stage as if they were in really, really deep trouble. But there's a fighting spirit in those Termon lads, especially when it comes to championship, and nobody will want to get them in the quarterfinal draw. They're the one team that probably the other side, the teams on the other side, will want to avoid, because they give Niamh Connell quite a game last year, and I think they'll give any team that they meet this year their fill of it as well.
Just finally, Peter, we're looking at a bit of clarity. When's the draw for the quarterfinals going to be made?
Well, I was told by the County PRO on Saturday that they were planning to have it at the County Committee meeting on Monday night. Now, there's been no official notification of that so far, so that's the last I heard, that it was going to be made at the County Committee meeting on Monday night, but we're awaiting clarification on that.
Okay then. Peter Campbell, many thanks for your contribution today, and of course we'll be talking championship football again in what, a matter of 3 weeks. The quarterfinals are expected to be played.
Yeah, the quarterfinals, I think, are due to be played the week after the Football All-Ireland, which will be around the 25th, 26th of September. So we'll have a little rest before then, so we get ourselves ready for the. There should be some very, very good games in those quarterfinals.